We are going up Lighty Creek today, which is a very rough road. And we'll have to go up it slow. But here we are. They're looking over there. That is the old, the only hydroelectric plant that ever was in Fish Lake Valley. They're cored on that. And we're going to go over here, minimum maintenance only road. And there's a herd of wild horses over there. And we're going to go right up here to a herd of wild horses here. There's several of them. I don't know how well this is turning out in the camera. There's one, two, three, four, five, six or so horses there. One's not standing in front of the other. One of them's right in the middle of the road, it looked like.
This is telling the date on it. This is the...
What is the date? This is the 29th?
The 29th of November.
Yeah, this is the 29th of November. It's a beautiful day. About 70 to 75 degrees. There's a colt there. Another colt. This rocky road.
And this is 2021.
Yeah, 2021. Thank you, Marilyn. Let's see where the stallion is. He's going to be between us and the herd. Probably. Maybe him right there. There's another stallion up here that has a bald face. Looking that way. Good shot. Not too worried. Going up the creek up here. Lighty Creek. We jumped about 35 to 55 antelope and a few deer in the herd the other day. Another herd of horses up there. Several horses there. The horses and the deer and the antelope all run together sometimes. Tomorrow is the last day of deer season. We haven't done any well good at all. We've seen a lot of beautiful country. You see, the road is really, really rocky. There is the High Line Road. There, when they go down to the High Lines. Rocking and rolling here. We'll shut the camera off for a few minutes. We're going on another cutoff over here towards the creek. You might see deer or antelope over here. I jumped about 35 to 50. Five here the other day. There's the canyon up there. Deer and the antelope hang around here This is where the pipeline comes down and goes to the Cord Ranch, taking water down there. If they let it run down the creek, it probably wouldn't get there. Except on a flash flow, this is about a 12-inch line here. Chipmunk jumping around there. This is winter time, so there's no green. This is a lot of feed here, actually, for these animals. There's the pipeline right there. A lot of deer and antelope tracks here. Lots and lots of tracks. I walked all the way there the other day to the creek. There are some wild horses over there. And a bald-faced stallion looking at us. The horses and the antelope and the deer sometimes run together. They like the same things, cover and water and food. There's where I walked down there the other day, all the way over there to the creek. There's that stallion looking at us. We saw him last night, right out on the road. And the horses were watching us. Antelope are liable to jump up here sometime or another. At least three wild Mustangs over there. We'll turn around here because this is where the road ends. Horse is watching us. Now the road actually goes over there, but as you can see, it's washed out pretty good. The antelope come down in these ravines and the deer and travel. Big old cottonwood trees all up and down this creek. We'll shut this off for now. Here we go again. We're coming up in here further up the canyon. Went through some really rocky roads. Very rocky. Still rocky road. Not as bad as the other ones.
That windshield isn't very clean either.
What?
The windshield.
Well, the windshield is clean, but it's pretty messed up. You can see the road is still very rocky. And we're right down here along the pipeline. There goes a badger, looks
is
like.
That right?
That's a badger going down the road. We'll leave him alone. He's probably eating ground squirrels and stuff. That's good. Where are you there, boy?
There he goes.
Yeah, there he is. That's a badger. Not going to bother him. Good use for him up here. A lot of ice there. The water is running. Dripping a little bit. He's probably up here looking for animals. Something looked like he's got a lot of fur on him. There's where the pipeline is again, right there. This is the fourth time we've been up this road. I killed a deer right up here one time. There were three deer, a doe, and two bucks. And it was the end of the season, And so I killed a little buck. She had a spike that was her son. And they were standing right out there. She had a young buck, a young little fawn, and then one that was about a year and a half old or so, a spike. And I could add any of those I wanted. And I had a any sex deer at that time. Coming up in here to the canyon now. Rocky road. Deep canyon here. Deep canyon there. Rabbit brush around. It was just about a month ago. It was real, real bright yellow. Golden color. Deer in here. You can see foot tracks all over, just like a freeway of animals. See all the tracks out there, a lot of wild horse tracks. Our tracks from the truck. Deer tracks. And badger tracks back there. That was all badger. Badgers are very hard to get with a dog. They're very powerful. Up in these mountains here. There are deer up there anywhere. Deer to hide in here. That pipeline going across over there. I don't know if you can see through the windshield very well or not. It's got so many pits in it. See my tracks up there on the road. Look up in these mountains here. There might be a deer up there hanging around, walking around. That's all food out there. This is lots of food for deer. Lots of food. Tell where I'm going here. Shade a little bit. My foot tracks are all over here. Saturday, I walked 8.2 miles up this canyon and down this canyon.
Are those cottonwoods?
Yes. Some of them are cottonwoods and aspens. Both. See my foot tracks in the road. I'm gonna be right in the sunshine in my face here in a minute. If I can see to drive through this. there is a flume coming down there. There's her gun right there too, by the way, Marilyn's gun. That's a pipe coming down. It goes into a screen where maybe it takes the fish out or something. I don't know what to do there. If there was fish in there, it'd go out flopping around on that screen too. Pretty neat looking thing. Lots of aspens in here and poplars and cottonwoods. We're going to go out here now into a campground. And a pond. Reservoir. Meadow down in here with all types of pond over here. I'll walk out here and look around. Canyon. There's a pond in here and the creek coming down pretty strong. I was here the other day. You can see my tracks. Deer tracks all over there. More deer tracks. Marilyn back in the truck. Part of the creek is going that way and part is going the other way. Pretty country up here. Should be a lot of deer in here. Looks like that coffee's tree is on fire. For their own purpose or accidental, I don't know. Pretty deep ravine there. Hope you're enjoying our little field trip here and deer hunting expedition. Tracks all along here. Say hi to everybody, Marilyn.
Hi there, everybody.
Show them your gun there.
Huh? There's my pistola.
A 30-06. I'll get this out of your way. Put that in the back.
There it is.
Yeah, 30-06.
Ready to fire.
Yeah. All right. We'll come out a little bit further now. Get this thing turned around here. Going out in the back or right direction.
Is this as far as it goes?
It's going. What?
Is that as far as it goes?
What? The road? Yeah, we're here.
We're backing up. and going around.
Well, I hope one of these rocks don't fall off on top of us. Block the road or something.
Bumpy road.
Yeah, this is a grand mal gear here. I'm doing 1,000 RPMs. I don't know if I can see through the corner there.
Is there a place to back up?
Yes, there is. Put up toward the front rear room.
There's the driver. There's the wheel. There's the outside again.
Rocky road.
In the rocky road. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Sorry about the bumpy, but that's the way it is.
It looks pretty dead in here right now. This is a real green. This is a very, very green canyon. It's winter time now, everything's asleep. There were the largest lodgepole pines in the world in here. And there are some of the stumps around here where they were.
Can you stop a minute and I can see it better? Okay, there's a stump right there.
No telling how long it wasn't working. Look up in here, in mountains, way up in the canyon now. We thought the recorder was recording, but it wasn't. Here we're going back down the mountain. We've been up way up further. I forgot to put the video camera on. We're coming down now. Rocky, rocky, rocky road. I don't know how much was on here before. Up above Fish Lake Valley. We're at about 6,200 feet right now. I think I went up to about 7,500. We're rock crawling, kind of, sort of. A lot of feed up here for these animals. Wild horses and antelope. And deer. Wanted to take you on the field trip with us. As we've been deer hunting this year. This is usually very green up here in the summer. Of course, all these bushes, they look gray, but they're still alive, and they're real good cattle. And deer, and wild horse, feed the cattle that are raised on this taste so much different than the ones down on in the slaughterhouses and the feed yards, feed lots. All the trees, most of them got their leaves off. There's a little bit of green over there left. Not much. The big rose quartz and granite rock in front of us. Got it in the crawling mode here. Low gear, low range. About a mile an hour. Going through a wash and part of an old road here. Goes down that way and up the mountain. There's a big meadow out there. Not very green right now this time of year, but still a lot of food. And also a pond. Sorry about all the jiggling around here. That's just the way it is when you're crawling over rocks. Big aspen tree there. If I met somebody on this road, I don't know what we'd do. Maybe we'd just have to drive over each other. There's a little bitty place to turn around down here, though. Keep them hitting this rock on the side of the road. There's a pond down there. Like you can see that. Rock ledge wall here. Go ahead up here again and look around. Creeks, or the pond is partially frozen over down there.
filter up there.
I guess it filtered off the fish. The fish probably fall out on the ground there, I guess. Maybe they flop around and get back in there. There's a badger down here a while ago. I think you saw that. I hope you did. I hope it was recording when we saw the badger. It wasn't recording part of the time. Aspen trees up here. See the valley down there below us. There's a deep canyon right here. Well, I don't know, maybe 300 feet deep or something like that, but it's real brushy. A lot of undergrowth. So the deer have a lot to hide in. A lot of abandoned water pipes here. Where we parked before. Bill and Marilyn were here waiting on me when I came down off of that mountain. I walked about 5 miles up there, I guess, and came back. I hope the camera was going when we took the picture of the badger. A little squatty body thing. Like some caves in the mountain over there a little bit. Right here is where I shot a deer probably 35 or years ago or so. Marilyn, say hi.
Hi there.
Nephew Timothy was with me. Looking down on Fish Lake Valley. We're not very high. But the valley down there is only about 4,800 feet. So we're 1,200 or so feet. That's what the altimeter says there. There's a pipeline going down. I'd be surprised how far these horses travel. Of course, the antelope can go 55 miles an hour when they're running. So they can get a long way in a little while, whether they want to or not. They do a lot of running. I don't know. we'll see any down here or not. Dan will go down in the alfalfa fields down there and eat it in the nighttime. Now this is the kind of the rocks that we go across here. Really rocky. There's a leaking pipeline where deer will come in water. There's my little pioneer geriatric mountain woman there. With her pioneer geriatric husband here. See if we run into something out here. That's where Fish Lake used to be, where you see the white. That was a lake bottom at one time. These are all willows and poplar trees and aspens here. Every now and then you don't have rocks. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you don't have rocks, but most of the time you've got rocks you're crawling over. May jump a deer or an antelope here anytime. There's plenty of food and water here for them. Just put new tires on this sink. I think we needed them. I hope we don't knock one out with these sharp rocks. Let me turn it around here. These stallions are where you see them. Large manure pile, that's their territory. They tell nobody to come past that manure pile, that's his territory. He jumped an antelope and they ran over here again Saturday. Big herd of them. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get a deer this year unless the Lord just puts one in front of us. which it's up to him whether he does that or not. Rocky Road. A lot of people like Rocky Road ice cream. We got Rocky Road today. See, this road down here in front of us is full of rocks. To the creek now. We'll go down and look at one more time down there. There's another road that goes off out through there, if you want to call it a road. The Silver Peak Range in front of us. It's up over 12,000 feet to the peak of that. Deep, deep canyon off on this side, on the other side over there of those lower hills. That's Ice House Canyon. That's pretty wilderness back in there. There's a hawk in the top of that tree over there. Looking for something. There's still some green fields down there in Fish Lake Valley, being in December, the not December, but November the 29th. See some more wild horses down here. Switch hands here. That's where our trail goes out there. One of the rockiest roads in Fish Lake Valley, actually. Indian Creek is pretty rocky also. This was a road right here one time also, and it washed out. Got a lot of flash floods in this canyon. Wish we could see a bunch of antelope here on video. That would be nice. old road. And washed out. Abandoned water pipelines. The road used to go up closer to the creek there. Piece of abandoned pipeline. The road where we drove out there. Maybe we'll have to drive out there again. That the pipeline looks like it got washed out and bent all up. Down there. That's where Mr. Cord, that built the Cord, Duesenberg, and Auburn cars, lived for many years, probably 30, 40 years. He had a radio station, KCL. In Reno, Nevada, and K, of course, is his call sign, but CL is Circle L Ranch. That was the Circle L Ranch. Cord Circle L Ranch. See these horses, I saw them from a distance. You can move a little bit. They just meander along and eat. Eat about 12 or 14 hours a day or more. Looking here. Wild country. See a horse way over there. If we see any on the other side, let's see up here. Hope you're enjoying the video. Not saying a whole lot. I'm looking like you're looking. Back down the south end of Fish Lake Valley. All these big deep ravines here are hiding places for deer and antelope and horses. Hope this isn't boring for you. Not boring to me. Pipeline over there, maybe. Might be liable to jump a big herd of antelope or something here. This camera makes these ditches and things look mild to what they actually are. This is where Marilyn and I spent our first date so many years ago up in this country. And she had a pretty new truck, and I drove it up here in these mountains. And it got some scratches on it. And she was kind of upset with me, but now, you know, that's what I do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I scratch them up pretty good. Because we go see things. Many people go see. We'll run around over here. There's jumping cactus up here, which I don't like. I don't know if they will jump any deer or antelope in here, or horses or not. These roads aren't really roads, they're just kind of trails. We helped a herd of antelope and deer here so big the other day that they made it dust like a big cattle herd. Came right out of here running right up this mountain, going up that way. My goofy phone for some reason. Wish I knew how to turn that thing off. It's annoying. Thank you. summertime. This is all green. See that great big green ribbon going down there? The valve to the Ford Ranch. All those trees, I've said this before, but maybe you haven't heard me say this before. All those trees down there on the front of the Ford Ranch were fence posts. We weren't planted as trees. They came up here and cut these poplar fence posts and planted them all down there and put barbed wire on them, and they all grew. And they've been there for probably over 100 years. Real close to it anyway. Those mountains up there, the dark part on the mountains are trees, solid trees. Just like up here. All the green or dark green up there is all solid trees. Real thick rolls of trees. These deer can hide right down in these little ravines like this, and you won't see them. We're going real vertical here. I know it doesn't look like that, but we are. That's where Stallion left his mark. That's his pillar, saying, "This is my country, my territory, don't come here." On the main road again, and it it's not smooth. Ford in 1939 had a mansion built on that ranch there. A guy by the name of Williams out of Hollywood built that home for him. He had a home down there in Los Angeles also. You know, he built the Accords, the Duesenberg, and the Auburn cars. The Duesenberg were, and the Accords were the favorites of the movie stars. And he bought this place here, and he was here till probably, I think, in the 70s. He died somewhere around there. And his wife, Virginia Accord, used to call me. She asked my phone number. And I was a horseman on the Accord Ranch, and she called me to go down and look and see if there's still any more of those beautiful Arabian horses they bought up right off the sands of Arabia. He went over there and bought sands from those Arabians from the Bedouins, which are so much better horses than what you can buy here as a registered Arabian. They were not even, I mean, they look alike, but they sure didn't act alike. They had that much there. Arabian horses from the sands of Arabia are very docile, gentle horses, and most of the horses here are really hot bloods. They're hot blood horses, but and they call them hot blood, but they are like a cold blood almost. They're real gentle and calm, but they can endure great hardships because they're raised to do that. Coming down the mountain. We're still about 50 some odd 100 feet, about the same elevation that our house is, but we're in the lower part of Fish Lake Valley here. Have you had fun, Marilyn?
What?
Have you had fun?
Lots of fun and lots of bumps.
Lots of fun and lots of bumps. Well, that's not an exaggeration at all.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to take it out of low range and put it in high range four-wheel drive. It's probably, maybe, the antennas hitting together up there. Or something else, I don't know. Maybe a drive line fell off or something. I see some more horses down here. Going a little bit faster, going like 8 or 9, 10 miles an hour almost. Road just snakes around all over through here. Done a lot of digging, uncovering this road and all kinds of stuff. There's a pretty piece of rock formation there. Unusual. About every kind of mineral here you can think of, gold and silver and platinum, copper and uranium and mercury, which is good for you, I can assure you. We came up few miles up here today. I wish I could have had the video camera on up in the beautiful plateau in that canyon up there. The canyon goes on up further, it goes into California out of Nevada. And I don't know whether we are in California or not. More horses over there in the distance. Horses are wild mustangs too, by the way. Mustangs all over up through here. I wish they'd let people catch them and train them. They make very good cattle horses and trail horses and things. They just can't be beat hardly. That's what they do for a living, is up in these mountains, evading lions and wolves and coyotes and bear, everything else you can think of. We're coming down to about 4,000 feet now, in the 4,000 foot range that is. Out of four-wheel drive. I don't need that anymore. There's quite a few horses strung out through there. When I get home, I'll put this on the DVD and put it out there for a DTW road trip update. If you look way over there, there are corrals, red corrals, steel corrals. And those were originally made for when they used to catch the wild mustangs, and they'd adopt them out. And now they don't do much of that. I don't know if they ever use those corrals or not. It's millions of dollars on them. There's the cord ranch and there's the fence post. Those, all those big tall trees were fence posts, and they're tall. They're probably 100 feet tall. And there's the only electrical plant that was. Here's Clay Valley. I don't know what year he put that in, probably in the 20s or 30s. He had the house built in 1939 by a man by the name of Williams. He was an architect, a very famous architect in Hollywood, California, in Los Angeles area. As we come down here, you can see that the little trees are pretty tall. I'll take you down here to the ranch here. We'll shut the camera off. If I see something interesting, we're going to go down to the post office. If I see something interesting, I'll turn it back on. Seeing a guy on YouTube that's showing you these places out in the country, in the outback. I'm going to tell you something. This is in the outback right here. This is the outback of the outback. This is where outlaws used to come and hide out. Huh?
It sure is the outback.
What?
It sure is the outback.
Yeah, it is the outback. Marilyn, when you used to come up here to begin with, she said, this is places that outlaws hide out. This is way out here. They talk about little bitty town, service stations that are abandoned. I'm going to go ahead and just show you as we go down the road here. A little bit of the valley as it once was. This was a show place. The presidents, the senators, the governors, and everybody came to this place. There wasn't a leaf on the ground that was not attended to on that ranch. And I lived there in 1960 and 61. And I know what it was like at the absolute prime. Comes somebody down the road here. A lot of traffic, see, as you can see. We got a car. We got a traffic jam here. We got a car coming down the road today.
Showing the trees.
Yeah, we're looking at the trees. Those were all fence posts. I told people that for years. Hank Patterson told me that. And one year during a homecoming Fish Lake Valley Founders meeting, the girl actually said, I remember when my grandmother and great-grandmother planted those fence posts and they grew into trees. And people just looked around at me because I'd been saying that for 30 or 40 years. Now we'll go down the road. That's the ranch there. That was a cord ranch. We're going to come up to another ranch up here. It was Conley's. Before that, it was Patterson's. And it's got a very beautiful home on it. Here are the wild horse corrals here, and they'll have signs here with wild horses on them, and somebody with some artistic ability put wings on the horses like Pegasus's. Anyway, there's a community center we're coming up to after the horse corrals here. They had towers out there. They could climb up and look around and see if the horses were okay. That's what the idea was. But there's a lot of hay. They grow real good hay here. That's a Dyer school there, where I went to school when I was young. We had a teacher, Orville Taylor, that was an professional baseball player. And we played one game, and that was baseball. And in 1958, my dad and had gone over to Bishop Lumber Company and brought a bunch of lumber back over here, and a bunch of us boys got out there and unloaded it, and then we built a backstop and lunch tables. And now down here, this begins to go into the the Conley Ranch, the Patterson Ranch, Hank Patterson, the patriarch of the Western Shoshone here. Now that's the new community center there. It's a great big gymnasium type building. And then another older one there, which is we still use. But down here, historically, now every Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Mother's Day, Father's Day, the Dorcas Women's Club, they had put on a dinner. And this is the old Dorcas Women's Club. When I was young, boy, that's where our, that was our clubhouse. That was our, where we came for our meetings, for our dinners and our Christmas plays and everything else. And here, like I said, this is a big traffic jam here. There's two cars on the road, one coming behind me. Boy, talk about a real traffic jam in Fish Lake Valley. Of course, this is when people are coming home. It's almost 5 o'clock, so they're getting off of work at the mines and whatever, so coming back home. That was the Patterson Ranch there. Hank Patterson originally had 120 acres there. Now, his name was Butterfield, because he used to watch the Butterfield stages come in here, and his mother and father called him Butterfield. And he didn't have a last name. Anyway, there is the Craftsman home out there. I don't know whether you can see it or not. It's a big, beautiful, absolutely beautiful home. And it goes in there. That was the Patterson Ranch one time. Later, it was the Conley Ranch. They used to be big Hereford cattle laying out here. And now we're coming up to the old Fish Lake Valley bar and restaurant and store right there. Now, it's been abandoned for many, many years. And there in the bar in that thing, there was a machine gun with bullets, a big a bandolier of bullets in it. And that was where Hank Patterson lived right there in just his little shack. It wasn't much. Just a tar paper shack and a little tin building. And here's where Patterson Creek come down. Now they call it Periakin Creek. Now we're coming up to the big burg of Dyer Post Office and the Esmeralda Market and the Booney's Restaurant. So, I mean, this is the great big metropolis here. This is it. 45-mile-an-hour speed zone. See, that you can't go through there 70. It's 70 mile an hour otherwise through here. Except you better watch out for wild horses and antelope and deer and bighorn sheep. I used to live over there where those trees are in the background. That was where I lived about 40 years ago. It was a paradise, just a Garden of Eden. I had 350 trees around the place, windbreaks, and then I had 50 fruit trees, 4 gardens, blackberries, strawberries, grapes, currants, everything you could think of, wild onions, and I always had carrots in the ground and onions in the ground, and I'd pour straw over them in the wintertime. Anyway, that's where I live back there. And this is the big burg, the fire station, the ambulance barn, the county yard. There's the old ambulance barn place. It's now, there's a gym in there. That's the Fish Lake Valley Gym right there, fitness center. There's the boonies over there. And there's the Esmeralda Market, an RV park. So this here is in the outback, directly. Thank you for traveling with us today. God bless you, and we love you. Bye-bye.